Hey, everybody out there on the interweb. Welcome back to the BCD, the Black Case Diaries, for another briefcase. Hooray.
Briefcase.
We are usually three old friends learning everything we can about movies and TV, and hopefully teaching you in the process. I'm Adam.
I'm Marcy.
I'm Robin.
Oh, man. Yeah. Welcome back. Have you been enjoying Animation April?
Yeah.
It's been super awesome. Today on our briefcase, we have a interesting topic that we've discussed off microphone a couple times. We thought we'd bring it to you.
Yeah.
Recently in movies and Hollywood, everything that we love has been getting remade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Particularly animated classics.
Yeah.
Not naming names. Remaking animated movies as live action movies because that means they're real movies now, right?
Yep.
And that's silly. But we got to thinking, what about the other way around?
Yeah.
What if a movie that is live action was remade animated? Or in a similar way, are there movies that we believe would have been better or improved by being animated?
Yeah, like what movies that were live action could benefit from an animated remake?
Yes.
Because how often do we remake live action movies as animated movies?
Yeah.
Almost never?
I don't even know of a single... Can I think of one?
I don't even know.
Sometimes live action gets animated series or an animated spinoff or an animated
sequel.
Exactly,
that's what I was thinking. I was like the... Yeah, right. Stuart Little got a movie later on that was like all animated.
Yeah, that's true.
Things like that.
Or Ghostbusters gets got a show. Obviously, we've talked about this before, and we don't want to dive down this just anger rabbit hole right now of how there's such a mentality out there of animation being for children. Mm-hmm. And if a movie that is, you know, serious-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least, you know, taking itself seriously, were to be remade as an animation, it would be dumbing it down, or it would be like making light of it. And it's just like not true.
No.
But I think there are too many people, especially those in charge of making movies, that probably see it that way.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
So a lot of the movies that we were thinking about are ones that maybe didn't do very well when they came out.
Yeah.
Or, critically or commercially, possibly, you know. And so we were just kind of coming up with ones that we thought would be fun. And we just thought it'd be a fun discussion to do this Animation April.
Yeah.
So before we started recording, we have a short list.
Mm-hmm.
Robin had one that was absolutely brilliant the other day.
It was Aragorn was the one that I was thinking.
Dude.
Yeah.
I can picture a beautifully animated Aragorn movie. The style I imagine it in would definitely be, I don't know, leaning a little bit more real looking than say How to Train Your Dragon, because I don't want it to be...
Yeah.
The same as that, because
it's not a
copy.
No.
Yeah.
But it lends itself to be kind of a very...
Kind of more realistic. Yeah.
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 But
I think it could also look cool as similar to the old Hobbit, the Hobbit, like animated.
Like a rotoscoped type hand-drawn.
Yeah. I think that could also be kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that the dragons that exist in the live-action Aragorn movie, I think they could definitely serve as inspiration for whatever animated thing they created.
True.
There were a lot of issues with that movie, and I think that I don't think just changing it to animation would fix everything, obviously.
Yeah, no.
Sure.
But I do think that it could be a beautiful movie. I think that, you know, the landscapes, the dragons.
Oh, yeah.
I think that this is kind of... a franchise that was already directed to children, young teenagers, and I don't think that animation would take anything away from that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would still, you know.
Plus, and this may come up with some of the other ones we've thought of, but the fact that it's a younger kid growing up with a, you know,
yeah,
instead of having a kid and like needing multiple seasons where he looks the same or looks similar,
oh yeah,
you just, you know, using a voice, mm-hmm. you can, it's mm-hmm. it, you know,
yeah,
get a voice actor who can keep the voice the same for many years instead of some live action kid who grows up way too fast.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I think it could be, I imagine it as like a, like Marcy said, I kind of imagine it as this beautiful traditionally animated movie.
Yeah.
2D animation. You know, I think about the styles of like Cartoon Saloon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yes.
Just the, Cartoon Saloon. Just the, I can see the glitter and the shimmer. They would be able to do justice.
Or like a Klaus, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Could work too.
Yeah.
I think that that would be, I mean, absolutely just gorgeous. I think, mm-hmm. I mean, even if they didn't fix the story issues and things like that, I think it would just be so beautiful.
Yeah.
That I think that there really would be, it could benefit from an animated remake.
Yeah.
One that I thought of that I wrote down, if you remember a while ago, we did a Second Chance sequel episode.
Yeah, we did.
Where we think like a movie could get a second chance at redemption with a sequel mm-hmm. rather than a remake.
Yeah.
But I think the movie that I chose was Valerian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think actually, you know, second chance sequel I think would still work.
Right.
But dang, a remake in animation I think would do even better.
Yeah.
Because it's a world where nothing is like our reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not magic.
Mm-hmm. You know, when what you're saying reminds me of Treasure Planet.
Disney,
and I could see, you know, because like Treasure Planet was obviously mm-hmm. so well done animated. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I could see that kind of translating.
Absolutely. It would be this, I think, honestly, I think Treasure Planet is right in the wheelhouse where it's this, the backgrounds and some of the larger set pieces are done in CG with mm-hmm. this, you know, kind of painted overlay, like kind of glowy look to them.
Yeah.
With the traditional hand-drawn characters on top, things like that. I mm-hmm. think that is a perfect style.
Yeah.
And you could easily replicate the Valerian comics mm-hmm. that way, because the comics are really great looking.
Yeah.
I mean, the art is beautiful. And again, the world lends itself to that because of how bizarre everything is.
Yeah.
You're like along for the ride with the two human characters mm-hmm. and nearly nobody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least not important characters are human. And it just, the styles you can mess with. Mm-hmm. And because like in Treasure Planet, everyone is an alien except for Jim.
Yeah, Jim and his mom. Yeah, two humans. Yeah,
yeah. And it still works flawlessly.
Yeah.
I love everyone.
Oh yeah,
even Captain Silver. I love.
Yeah,
yeah.
This kind of movie would be perfect animated.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, if you're going to make a movie that requires so much CGI,
mm-hmm. yeah,
to make the movie work, and even just do mm-hmm. the plots. It's like, well, go ahead and just animate the whole thing.
Because
if you're doing CG, you are animating.
Dude. Yeah.
And you might as well just animate the whole thing.
Yeah.
You could say that for 99% of Hollywood right now because of how much green screen / blue screen there is.
Yeah.
But you're right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Why not just go that last step and animate your characters?
Yeah.
I think the Valerian looking like Treasure Planet, I think, would be cool.
That would be really
And then, shoot, they could do maybe the whole series instead of just one movie that didn't do well.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because
yep.
unlike Dune, mm-hmm. they wanted it to be like, oh, here's the next Star Wars killer.
Right.
And it just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No. Dune, obviously Dune isn't a Star Wars killer, but it's it's a sci-fi series mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. is freaking different for once.
Yeah.
Which is why people are drawn to it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway,
and it is based on pretty famous books too. So.
That's a whole other story. Well, in the world of comic books, Valerian is very popular.
Oh,
but again, it just, true. I think the vibe was not different enough. They had some really interesting scenes and mm-hmm. ideas, but I think animated, it could really differentiate itself.
Stand out.
Yeah.
So then along the lines of that, My pick was The Golden Compass.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
I mean, they tried the movie and then they did the His Dark Materials, which I didn't check that one
Amazon
out.
Show
I feel like
or something?
It was so. HBO.
Or HBO. Okay.
Yeah.
Which I feel like it did decent.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
I heard better things about
it. I thought
it
was fine.
Me too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard way better things about that one than the movie. I know the movie did not. But the reason that I think it would do so well as an animated is that it has so many like really neat creatures in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that they would translate well as animated.
And you know what I think? when I think of The Golden Compass, mm-hmm. I think about how everybody has their demon that follows them around.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they're familiar.
Okay.
And it reminds me of Kiki's Delivery Service.
Yes.
And I imagine, like, what if they did it?
Oh, what if they did it in that style?
Yeah. What
oh,
if it was,
that
like,
would
that
be
kind
really
of...
cool.
Dude. That,
yeah.
Ghibli?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Oh, my gosh.
Ghibli Golden Compass is something the world needs.
I think that would be really cool.
That would be super cool.
Yeah. I think that'd be kind
holy
of
shit.
Fun. Yeah.
I also found, because they had to do a storyboard of what the fight armored bear like fight kind of thing, they had to do like a storyboard of that, so I found on the internet like the drawings of that, like they did like a full on like, and it just even that where it was just basically like sketches and stuff with some color, like that I felt like was more interesting and just cooler looking, so I'll have to like find that again and link that in the blog. Dude, but I was like, much cooler.
You know what I would also almost, like, the Ghibli thing would be beautiful and amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I can almost picture it, because you're talking about storyboards,
mm-hmm.
where I can imagine it going kind of from piece to piece.
Yeah.
Think of it, like, as, you know how the snowman animation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, where it's just, like, pages almost, where the...
Oh, yeah.
It's, like,
that,
only a few frames at a time. I almost think that would look really cool in this theoretical movie, because it just... I don't know, the painterly type style, I think,
look.
Just kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels almost ethereal, you know? I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really lucky we're in this time right now where a lot of studios seem to be experimenting with animation and making it, you know, look a little bit different, doing some different stuff with 2D, 3D, you know, and I really like the mix up of styles, the way that it's been going.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be cool if they made that and did that sort of experiment.
Right. I think another one, you bringing up that style, the Spider-Verse kind of Ninja Turtles style.
Yeah.
This weird, like, flashy.
And, like, parts of it looking hand-drawn and almost unprofessional, unpolished.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, signs that look like they were, you know, just kind of, like, scribbled in the background.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something that I think in its live-action version looked too polished, too trying to be perfect. And it just didn't work. It was kind of uncanny. It felt fake and plastic. Speed Racer looked too shiny, too perfect.
Yeah.
And yet it was trying to replicate an anime,
which
anime, especially from that time period, go back and listen to our history of
anime. Yeah, we did an episode on that.
That's right.
Because we talked about Speed Racer and how, it was kind of weirdly translated for the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it feels... odd. It just does.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they tried to keep that a little bit in the live action, and it just feels wrong.
Yeah.
Like, why is John Goodman acting this way?
Yeah.
Because it's trying to be an anime in live action.
Yeah.
And we all know how those aren't very good, except for One Piece somehow.
Yeah.
I would pay so much money if I had it to see a Speed Racer movie with that, like, comic booky, you know, off-kilter drawn art style of a Spider-Verse.
I think that would be really good.
Because you can imagine, rather than them having these weird, like, slow-mos or overly bright, flashy backgrounds from the live action, I can imagine... like when Speed gets out of the car at some point, you go from like panel to panel as his as he steps out, and then they do the thing from the opening. The
opening,
the and intro. It's just like I can see that in the Spider-Verse style because you know, because all the wacky cars, the crazy tracks they would be racing on, this whole thing would be over the top, in a way that works.
Yep.
Instead of this trying to be over the top in live action that doesn't work. Yeah. God, I mean, shoot, if J.J. Abrams is ever listening to this, do the Hot Wheels movie like that, because I know you're working on that.
Yeah.
More that we've got on the list here. Yeah. I know we mentioned, I think somebody mentioned the 2019 Cats.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was me. I was like, Cats. Like, why didn't they just animate it? Why did they have to do this weird, like,
body people suit faces? Thing.
I mean, they really did. It's like they animated, but they used, like, the live action faces.
Just make it fully animated. And not a weird, realistic, just don't.
How would you want it to be animated?
That's
would it be
that's
like
a great question.
You know how I remember when we did the episode on Amblimation,
we
talked about how the fourth scrapped Amblimation movie that was never the never told.
Oh yeah, was
Cats.
Oh, that's right.
And then Cats got
we
sold to Universal.
We did see some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we think about the style of like Balto.
Yes.
And like would that, or would you want it to be a little bit different? Would you want it to be more like a, you know, more like a How to Train Your Dragon, like 3D animated type?
I don't know, because it's kind of a grittier story, right?
Yeah.
Like when you think about it.
Ooh,
so like,
yeah, I can see like ink blotches and things like that.
Well, completely
like,
unique.
It's like
style.
The dirty underbelly of the city, you know.
Exactly.
And it's supposed to be.
I feel like it would have to just not be as polished, you know. Like you're not gonna have nice round,
like
clean
even,
lines. You're gonna have
maybe like an even rougher version. Of 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it's that
I think
that
would be school style.
It's
I think
a Disney
like
look, but it's rough. It's, it doesn't have
maybe
the
a little bit of Secret of Nim in there because it's got like that darkness.
Yeah.
It's like we're making a spell.
Yeah. A little bit of this. And then
Eye of Newt and Owl's Claw. but yes,
but
I think that would be really cool.
I think that's the kind of style.
I almost picture the Be Our Guest scene from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Okay.
As one of the big tunes from Cats, you know, because I can see just all the cats dancing.
Yeah,
right.
In this big animated piece, like a Be Our Guest scene.
Yeah,
just I don't know, something about it. It's a good idea.
I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
it would
thinking
certainly
like
do better than this. Other
yeah.
One.
Than the,
so you're thinking like 2D animated classical animation.
I think so. That would be my.
Leave some of those pencil lines in, baby.
Exactly. Yeah. Leave the lines in.
Yeah. So the snow looks dirty.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's my favorite thing about 101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the snow looks dirty.
Like
I
love
how
did all the soot get outside?
Yeah.
I mean, but like when I think about, especially on the roads and stuff, I mean,
yeah, snow
like,
is dirty.
Snow is dirty. Like,
that's why I love it so much.
The only time it doesn't look dirty is if it's like on the trees. Oh, one that I thought of though, while we were talking earlier was Percy Jackson, because there was the movie that did not go over well, and then they just recently on Disney.
How's that
and stuff,
doing? You know.
There's some people that like it, and then some people are like, oh, no, it's awful.
It got
ruined
renewed.
Again.
But it did. But yeah, I think it's doing pretty well overall.
Yeah.
I haven't finished it, but I did start it, and I was enjoying it. I thought it was a pretty good.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've read the books, but I thought it was pretty good.
Then eliminate it from the list.
No.
I'm just kidding.
But the reason that I think it would work really well as an animated, though, is because then you can control how old the children are in it.
For sure.
Because it's going to be really hard for them to, you know, they're going to have to be making these movies, or not movies, the episodes, like, back to back.
I think.
So soon, because, the kids are just going to grow up.
I can imagine it as, like, Hercules.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
I mean, it just.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Oh, Hercules is such a good movie.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that style. That would be really fascinating.
Right.
I think Percy Jackson could also be a 3D animated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
CG type.
I agree.
And we've got Never Ending Story.
Yeah,
really, yeah, Robin thought about that.
Yeah,
one.
The thing about the Neverending Story, like the movie that exists, I love mm-hmm. that movie, and yeah. I don't necessarily yeah. think it needs to be remade or anything.
Right.
If no. they were going to remake it, I do mm-hmm. think animation would be the way to go, though.
The way to mm-hmm. go.
Because mm-hmm. I don't think they should remake it.
No. It could also yeah. be, you know, we talked about how a lot of shows and stuff end up doing cartoon yeah. series or something that kind of continue mm-hmm. the story or so. Yeah. I think that one would be a really good one where they continue the story or use the characters.
Yeah, there
for
was
like a show. Or
there,
what,
was
there
was a TV show. Yeah, oh, okay. There was wow. there was right. animated Neverending Story content.
Content. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
I do think that animation could solve a couple of problems. Like,
okay.
some people really find Falcor to be very creepy and mm-hmm. unsettling.
Yeah. I yeah. understand that. And I think he's adorable, but I yeah, completely understand why people would.
Right. In animation, I think it would be a little mm-hmm. bit. And I think that proved to be true in the ones that came out.
That came out.
But, like, that was kind of, like, the low-budget, 2D, mm-hmm. like, Saturday morning cartoon-type animation.
Yeah. yeah. Oh,
I mean,
true.
Like, a high-budget
like
animated movie.
I think...
I see.
Think out of all the ones that we've talked about so far, Neverending Story, I think, would fit as, like, a really creative stop-motion.
Ooh.
Like,
yeah.
But, like... I know.
Oh my God.
I know Jim Henson and the Creature Shop do mm-hmm. puppets.
Yeah.
But I'm talking like, what if they just made the stop motion dolls?
Okay.
You know what
yeah.
I'm talking
yeah.
about? Like it's
yeah.
got the weird, I don't know, that weird mind, like a dark mm-hmm. crystal kind of look to mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. But it's stop motion. You're not.
Yeah.
It's not puppets.
Yeah.
But something that's kind of like a weird off kilter. Kind of yeah. not creepy, but like, you know, mm-hmm. not quite beautiful.
yeah. I feel
stop
like,
motion could work with it, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think
story.
I think that like a Leica style. I
yeah,
think,
yeah.
You know, Kubo and the Two Strings
yeah,
type
yeah.
animation
be awesome.
Would work really well for
that
the Neverending
cool.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like a Coraline where the people
yeah.
the people are beautifully stylized mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. be these like. Heads on twigs, you know what I'm talking about? Except for maybe YB, he doesn't really look like that. But Coraline yeah. is mm-hmm. this really, like, she's a pencil, mm-hmm. essentially.
Right.
But so emotive still.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, I see the Neverending Story in that style. Mm-hmm. And a big, amazing, like, you know how they build these stop-motion puppets huge? Like,
yeah.
Like that big skeleton creature from Kubo and the Two Strings is like a 10-foot thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just a big, amazing Falcor made in that way. But like the fur is like not just fur on a puppet. It's animated by hand.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It just... Or you like carve him out of wood or something.
Because
like,
he has scales,
the
too.
Texture. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a little bit of both. Just I could see that texture in him.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Would you say that's a good place to wrap
pretty
up?
Sure. Were there
list?
Any other ones that you guys wanted to just throw in before we?
I think something. This is one that I know people really like. The first Men in Black movie.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a good movie. Mm-hmm. Men in Black 2 is pretty good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything after that. Don't know.
Yeah.
But I still really like the first one. So I wouldn't want it to be remade necessarily.
Yeah.
But I think that world lends itself to animation. Mm-hmm. Anything that is not normal, I think is just better animated just because you can go, you can just make it feel more fun and more lively in animation. With all the aliens and things like that.
Wasn't Lilo and Stitch the animated version?
Essentially.
I mean,
essentially.
They basically cameoed in that movie.
I mean, yeah.
So you're not wrong.
Yeah.
But this one will take place in New York instead of Hawaii.
Okay.
Or wherever the heck the first movie takes place. Some big city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one thing that we talked about too, because a lot of the things we mentioned were our children's movies and turning them, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there's a lot of adult content that would be really interesting in animation, too.
Yeah.
Like we talked about Stephen King.
Yes.
You know, doing if they, you know, remade any Stephen King movies into animated movies.
Yeah. My God.
Yeah.
It'd be fascinating.
Especially It, I think, was one that really jumped out. Like it's been done a couple of times now in live action, but like, again,
yeah.
It, yeah.
And I wonder. Adam was talking about the Dark Tower. Mm-hmm. And yeah. and that's one that is that did not do well.
No. Right.
But it's such a beloved series.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think yeah. that if they, you know, animated it, they could probably make several yeah. movies and
it could find pace
it out and mm-hmm. do it the way that, you know, but that would be, it would be adult animation.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
has really found, adult animation has really found its audience on TV, but mm-hmm. in major motion pictures, not as
not
much.
So yeah. much. Not so
Maybe
much.
It would take something like a Stephen King to, yeah. to really, yeah. you know, break that ice because mm-hmm. I could see the Dark Tower in like, if you guys mm-hmm. are familiar with the style of the new show Invincible,
yes,
or yeah. or all of the straight to DVD mm-hmm. DC superhero stuff,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
that like sharp line superhero stuff, mm-hmm. I could see that. I could see the Dark Tower done in that,
mm-hmm.
but with like a layer of dirt on top of it. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. Because yeah. when you animate Superman. Of course, the sun's got to be out, and it's mm-hmm. real nice because that's what Superman is about.
Yeah.
But with the Dark Tower, you just gritify that same mm-hmm. kind of art style, darken your color palette.
Yep.
And you're there.
Yep.
I think that kind of style, mm-hmm. because that style inherently kind of lends itself to
mm-hmm.
more serious things, because I wouldn't show my kid Invincible. Sure, it's animated, but it's like,
yeah.
that's a definitely another kind of adult mm-hmm. show yeah. right now. So
mm-hmm.
I think it could work.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think they could make it really beautiful. I mean, it's yeah. a very, it's a fantasy series.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. honestly, just something's got to break that barrier. Kind of yeah. like how Deadpool broke the barrier of the R-rated, like,
super-hero,
mm-hmm. even though he's not technically a superhero, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know, yeah.
He's an anti-hero, but
like, yeah. still, like, you know.
For sure.
Yeah. It's that changing same feel. The saying, like, hey, this can work.
Like, yeah. We need more people like Guillermo del Toro coming out mm-hmm. and saying that it is a medium and not a genre, and mm-hmm. making movies with that in mind. Because, yeah. you know, as much as I loved his Pinocchio,
mm-hmm.
Pinocchio is a kid's story.
Yeah.
And it's a kid character and stop motion.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm trying to break this barrier, mm-hmm. I don't want to pick another story like that. I want to mm-hmm. pick something that lends itself to the more serious tone and really hammer it home.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just because this is animated does not mean it's a children's thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Cool. I think that'll do it. If yeah. you guys out there have any more movies that you think would benefit from an animated remake or yeah. just being done in animation, like if it's a show being a movie or whatever kind of thing, let us know. That's going to be a briefcase closed.
There we go.
The tiniest of claps.
The tiny clap.
Yes, because they're brief.
Yep. We just have to snap it shut just a little bit.
Just click. But yes, thank you so much for listening, everyone. Again, if you have more movie ideas, please let us know on any social media mm-hmm. that because we're on all of them pretty much. So thank you so much. We will see you again soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.